What do you make of this? And just give us your honest reaction at 416-872-1010. Because when they start to identify what's at the root cause of all of this, and what is at the core of this issue, I think it's kind of disgusting. I'll just put that on the table. They looked at the numbers of long-term care workers. So these are people who are in long-term care facilities for our elderly. And they were the ones to first get the COVID-19 vaccine last December. And if I told you that there were 100,000 long-term care workers, which there are, how many do you think would have been vaccinated by now? Because now we're looking at what? It's March next week. So they've had December, January, February. We're heading into March. I would have thought this number would have been in the 75% range. Now, my gut told me about 75 to 80% because, one, they know they're working with vulnerable people. They know that they are working with people who have predominantly been passing away during the pandemic. Two, they work in and around healthcare professionals, so they understand the need and the importance of vaccination. And I'm not even sure I need a three. You're in a long-term care facility. Elderly people are in front of you. You didn't know at that point how quickly the elderly people were going to be vaccinated. So I thought the number would have been about 75 to 80,000 people out of 100,000. However, as of this week, only 55,000 of the 100,000 long-term care workers we have in Ontario have been inoculated. Dr. Hugh Boyd, the chair of the Ontario Medical Association, what does he put this all to? The lack of confidence in the vaccine and pervasive myths about the quick development and safety of the shot. So now we've got frontline healthcare workers, frontline workers here in long-term care facilities that are buying into myths and using that as their rationale to not get vaccinated. I'm not trying to be hard-hearted here. I really am not. But if you work in a position like this, it should be part of the entry to the position. And if you're somebody who's now refused this vaccine, I would be taking a long, hard look at as to whether or not this job is right for you.
So every second person that you see working at an LTC home,
yeah,
is not vaccinated. Now, this is interesting because a couple of people called before we even started having this conversation because they wanted to be first at the front of the line. And Jim, I think it's interesting that you really want to point this out to us.
Yeah, one of the things is a lot of it isn't going to change for us because we do mandatory testing. We do it twice a week right now.
No, we should let me interrupt first, Jim. Tell us who you are and what you do.
I'm a PSW. I work, both my wife and I, my wife's sitting beside me. We both work for long-term care. I was about to say where we work, but that'd be a bad idea because we're not supposed to.
Okay.
Now, here's one of the things that you guys don't seem to...
Have you been vaccinated?
No, we're supposed to get vaccinated next week, okay?
And you're saying now, no?
What's that?
Are you saying no to that?
No, because I'm going on vacation. I want to do my vacations. That's the only reason I'm getting it done, because you're going to have to get it done. Now, let me explain why a lot of people are not getting it done, because you just said that we work in the field and we work with healthcare professionals and we work with doctors and everything else, and they're telling us that the vaccine that we're getting basically stops the severity of symptoms that you're going to get and stop when you go to the hospital. You're not going to be as sick. It doesn't stop you from getting COVID. It doesn't stop you from giving COVID.
Nobody said it did.
But this is the whole thing. A vaccine is supposed to stop you. So nothing in our world is going to change.
Not one of these vaccines has been advertised as not getting COVID. That's not something that we've made yet.
And that's the whole thing. And right now we're into, now you got to get a booster shot because the new strains and variants. Well, every year we get the flu shot, and this year's flu shot is last year's flu. And I know it's not the flu, so don't go there. But
you seem very anti for the sake of being anti here. Why wouldn't you just get the vaccine? I mean, it sounds like your only rationale for getting the vaccine is because you want to go on vacation.
Well, that's, my wife just said that's the reason she wants, the only reason she wants.
What about the people you look after? What about creating a healthier workplace? What about not having to take any sick days? What about all those things?
This month I just lost six people.
Now I'm on a party line.
They're always.
It's not a party line. My wife's sitting beside you listening to you.
Yeah, what did she say?
And here, she can tell you.
Okay.
This month alone, we lost 6 people. Had nothing to do with COVID. No matter what, they are going to pass.
Well, yeah, you're working with older people. I would assume that's the truth. But, I mean, why wouldn't you get a vaccination? Those are two separate conversations.
Because the thing is, the vaccination, okay, isn't going to stop it, isn't going to prevent it. If you follow the proper hygiene, you follow all the proper rules, you will get it. We haven't been in outbreak, knock on wood, in our facility since this started.
So really, that's what you're relying on?
Let me finish.
Hold on a second. Quite literally, we have a vaccine that would lessen the degree and severity of COVID, but you're knocking on wood. That's what you think is going to protect you. Knocking on wood versus scientifically backed vaccine.
But no, the vaccine's going to protect me. It's not going to protect you if I get it.
So, Jim.
But I want you protected. I want as many people in this province and in this country protected.
But it's not going to protect me. It's given me a false sense of security that I can still get COVID unless I follow all the training that I've already had.
So let me ask you this.
Through the entire pandemic,
Jim,
I can still get COVID.
Let me ask you this,
so
Jim.
If you
made your point very clearly. We get it, Jim. One more question, then we're going to have to let you go.
Go ahead.
If you're basically what you're saying to me is that I'm supposed to expect long-term care home workers to follow all of the safety protocols and all of the cleaning procedures when pre-pandemic and for the past 2 or 3 decades, the entire industry has been a dumpster fire, and now I'm supposed to expect you to follow the rules?
Okay, let me explain this. Not every facility is the same. Our facility follows the rules, and you are disciplined if you don't follow the rules. And everybody looks after everybody else in the building and makes sure we are one of the best around. And we've had numerous reports that we are the best around.
I got to tell you, and I say this respectfully, I'm glad you're not looking after anybody that's related to me. That is just, I'm sorry, like, come on. You want to come back and talk about this a little further?
Thinking we should.
Okay. Because you're almost at a loss. When you know that kind of attitude is prevalent, when you talk about, 55% of people getting vaccinated, the other 45% have that attitude. The head of the OMA has admitted that it's based on myths. It's literally based on myths that they're not getting vaccinated. And then when you hear a guy say, well, knock on wood, really? You think knocking on wood is going to protect you versus a vaccine that has been created by the world of science and medicine? The old-fashioned knock-on, what's next? Oh, I hope I don't get sick. Fingers crossed. Like, is that literally what it's come down to? People who are on the front lines of this, that believe in myths and conspiracies and have all of these other reasons not to get vaccinated versus science and medicine?
Wow.